Experience personally how the Word of God, the wisdom of God through His vessel can change your life and ministry for good. Now listen to Pastor Mercy Macharia as she brings the Word of God right where you are. Thank you and welcome to Mercy Macharia's podcast.
Are you ready for the Word? Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. And I'll be speaking about April, our month of supernatural visitation. And I'll also be letting you know what to expect in this month of supernatural. Because when a prophetic word is given, if you don't plug in, you know, it will not happen. It will just be a nice statement. Then you keep living, nothing happens. You move to the next May. Somebody say minus me. Every word that is pronounced here, you shall have a testimony for it. You shall have something to show for it. So when you get such a word, even the word for the year, you go and declare it even over your business. So you, by now you should be prophesying over your children. This month of April, you shall have supernatural. Some of them who brought very poor grades over April, you prophesy this word. By the time they are going back in May, supernatural visitation has happened to unlock their brain. Hey, can I hear an amen in the house? Your business will experience supernatural visitation. Ash, some of you are not yet. Anyway, let's read together. One, two, go. Can we read? To a city of Galilee named... So God will send an angel to the specific destination where you live. Did you know that God knows where you live? Yes. God will send. They will not miss the direction. They will come right to your address. May God send an angel to visit you right at your bedroom, at your place of work. Let's continue. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of... Are you seeing the specific destinations? That is what will be happening. When the angel will be sent, they will not miss the address. Those of you who are afraid my blessing will be snatched, my blessing will be taken by my neighbor. No, the angel knows your address. If you can be found at the right place where God has told you to stay, which is Harvest Family Church, the Lord will come right where. Even right now, He's coming right where you are. Hey, may you be found at the right place, at the right time. May the angel that will be sent to bring your blessing not miss your address in Jesus' name. Let us continue. The virgin's name was? Wow. And having come, let's keep reading. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Wow. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Wow, this month you have found favor with God. Let's continue. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Wow, very specific details. This month, you will receive very clear instructions on what to do. Yes. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." Wow. "And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Let's continue. And the angel had an answer and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son." May the Holy Spirit come upon you this season, so that you shall not operate in a natural way. You shall be turned into a supernatural person. Extraordinary. In Jesus' name. Let's continue. "And indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was barren. For with God, nothing. So in this month of April, what was impossible before, the Lord is coming to make it possible for you in Jesus' name. For with God, nothing is impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maid servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed. Ay, what a visitation. Why don't you lift up your hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for these wonderful stories that we read in the Bible. And they only come to tell us and to remind us that if you did it for them, you can also do it for us. We want to thank you because you are coming to visit us in this month of April. It is our set time of visitation. There are some things that you are coming to fix in our lives. We declare that every blessing you have in store for us, we open our hearts and our hands to receive it. And we declare we shall not miss our time of visitation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And somebody said, if you know that the Lord is coming to visit you, why don't you appreciate him as you go down to your seat in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome to our month of supernatural visitation. Wow. You know, we had a very powerful express service. And I was still talking about this, but it was not the same text. And I can mention a few things I mentioned. One of the things that you need to know, in this month of supernatural visitation, when you are expecting a visitor, how many have ever received a visitor before? Don't you prepare for them? You actually get excited. You go shopping. You clean your house. You make it beautiful. You like this. You know, you are. It's an excited mood that you have, isn't it? It's more of a celebration. I pray that in this month of April, you shall not be dull in the spirit. You will not be asleep. You will not be somewhere under the carpet feeling sorry for yourself. You shall be in a mood to expect. When you are expecting visitors, especially if they delay a bit, you start looking at the gate, wondering, Kwani, where are they? If you can call them, you call them. How far are you guys? Because I cannot wait to receive you. That shall be your attitude this month in the name of Jesus. And your expectation shall not be disappointed. Can I hear an amen in the house? Another thing that we said, I just want to give, but you should be coming for express service. Amen? Now, we were reading about Sarah. And we realized, Sarah and Abraham, God gave them a promise 25 years ago about a son. So the promise took so long. But the Bible says that when God was about to fulfill the promise, he visited them, three angels came just to remind them that next year, a time like this, you will receive a child. I came to let you know, the Lord will visit you to remind you things that you have forgotten. There are some visions you had that you forgot. Some divine ideas that God gave you that you forgot about. He's coming to visit you to tell you. Now, what I told you 10 years ago, I'm coming to fulfill it in Jesus' eyes. Oh, you don't have those ones? Amen. Anyway, over to this service now. Now, what should we expect in this month of supernatural visitations? Expect the Lord to visit you. That is not a point, but I'm telling you, expect the Lord to visit you. Somebody say, I will expect. Do you know the Lord knows your address? Do you even know that he knows your name? He knows that you exist. He has great plans for you. Can I hear an amen in the house? And sometimes we feel like we are forgotten. Yeah, we feel like we are praying and God is not responding to our prayers. Or we feel like God is just visiting our neighbor. They are the only ones who have you ever felt that way? They are the only ones who have testimonies. I came to let you know, those of you who have been feeling forgotten, your time has come. The Lord will remember you. He has not forgotten. It is that your time had not yet come. But I came to let you know, your appointed time of visitation is now. And the Lord shall come right where you are. And he will. When you receive the Lord visiting you, you cannot remain the same. I am telling you, there are some visitors, when you receive, you are even happy. Or you've not been there. Yeah, there are visitors when they tell you, we would like to come and visit you on this day. You know that month you may not shop. Or you have not been there. Yeah, there's a visitor when they just park their car And you see, it is not the back seats that are being opened. It is the boot. You know that weighty matters are coming. Or you are not understanding. Yeah, because you know that they understand what it means to visit. Eish! May you be a valued visitor in Jesus' name. Yeah, don't be this kind of a person. By the way, if you don't know how to visit others, you also don't know how to receive visitors. Eh? But when you know how to visit, you also know how to receive. It is a two-way thing. So I pray for you that the Lord will bless you also this month so that you can also be the angel God will use to go and visit somebody else. Don't just be on the receiving end. The Bible says it is better to give than to receive. Don't be these people who go to visit people with their hands hanging like this. No, go and shop. And don't also say, "Hey, this kind of a family, what do you buy for them?" There is no family that cannot receive gifts. Are we together? In this weekend of Easter, may you be an angel to somebody in the name of Jesus. As you also sow a seed for you to also receive. If you are expecting a visitation, also be a blessing to somebody else. That one is an addition. Amen. So what should we expect in this month of supernatural visitations? I only have four things. Are you ready for me? Number one, expect angelic visitation. Expect angelic what? Visitation. You see, the French Nini is on this altar. So is it visitation? Exactly. I took a bit of French lessons. Amen. Somebody say, this month of April, I expect angelic visitation. Exactly. Angelic visitations. Now, an angel can either be a spiritual, supernatural being, which is possible. Do you know we always have ministering angels? Even right now as we are seated here, there are angels. It is only that the Lord has not yet opened your eyes. You have not asked him to open your eyes to be able to see. May in this month of April, may the Lord open your eyes for you to see angels. One time Elisha was with his servant. Was it Elisha? Yeah. And they were experiencing like a battle. And he was afraid. And then he said, he prayed for his servant that God would open his eyes to see that those who were with them were more than the enemies who are coming. I pray that in this month of April, the Lord will open your eyes to discern the angels he's sending to you. Do you know we meet angels every day, but we miss them. Anyway, I said, part of the angels can be spiritual beings. The ones we know, you know, when you think of an angel, you are seeing what dressed in white with wings flying or something like that. You will see angels in Jesus. I also desire to see angels. I've not seen angels before. Lord, open my eyes. Why don't you also pray for yourself? Lord, we desire to see angels. Hey, I like it when I hear a man of God saying, and I saw an angel was standing next to, hey, may you also see an angel standing next to you, standing next to your children. Angel carrying a huge key to unlock, to open doors for you. May your eyes be open to see ministering angels. Angels are given to us by God to minister to us. We are entitled to have angels walking with us, guarding us and watching over us. Amen. But an angel can also be an ordinary human being that has been sent by God to show you kindness or to help you. Yeah, you can be my angel. And I can also be your angel. That person who shows you kindness when you were least expecting, or you were in a need and God just sent somebody to come and help you, that is an angel. So in this month of April, expect to experience angels that will be sent. You might be driving and your car just gets a flat tire, and you didn't even have whatever it takes to open and all that. But somebody just came and parked and asked you, do you need help? That is an angel that the Lord has sent to you. Aye, can I hear an amen in the house? I pray that you'll be able to discern the angels that God will send to you. Somebody say, this month, I expect that God will send angels to me. At your hour of need, carrying exactly what you need for that moment, may it happen in Jesus' name. May God send an angel who can hold your hand and take you to Let's appreciate our baby member of the church. But if they are disturbing, just praise the Lord. So the Lord might even send an angel to show you where your business opportunities are. To connect you with your destiny helpers. Can I hear an amen in the house?
Amen.
Yeah. Somebody can just mention your name to the right places. Before you know it, a mega door has opened. So while we are here, we are praying, may the Lord raise angels and position them at different strategic places for us so that they will be able to help us during that time of need. Why don't you lift up your right hand and declare, this month, I activate the ministry of angels. The Lord will send angels for me. Why don't you pray as you go to work, in your place of work, and at whatever point of need in your life, may the Lord send an angel that will be such of help to you in Jesus' mighty name. Wow. So the Bible says about Mary that in the sixth month, the Lord sent an angel called who? Gabriel, to a city called Galilee, you know, and a place called Nazareth, to a virgin, a particular virgin who was betrothed by Joseph. Yani, the details were very specific. I pray that when the Lord sends the angel, they will also be carrying your address to the point. They shall not miss your blessing and take it to your neighbor. Are you imagining you have been waiting on God as a young girl or a single lady to get a husband? Then, because you are not alert, your neighbor just snatched the man that, hey! May your angels listen carefully so that when they are sent by the Lord with your package, they will just deliver it at your doorstep. And no monitoring spirit will come to monitor your gift and take it away. Ish! Somebody say, I secure all my blessings. They will be delivered to my address in Jesus' name. So this month, you will experience ministering angels. In spiritual beings and in human beings. Are we together? Yes. There is an angel that God has appointed for you. At every point of your life. At every turning point of your life. You know, and those angels, we miss them most of the times because we are, when you hear an angel, you are expecting somebody who is dressed in white. Maybe they are in a suit. They are speaking some kind of English. They are driving. An angel can be a child. Praise the Lord. An angel can be just a poor person whom you don't even regard as your type of relations. Are we together? But the Lord can use them to usher you to your next level. So I pray for you that you will discern. Because the angel will not come with a label here. Angel, I am angel so and so coming to you. No, 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 no. It will be up to you. And that is why if you can pray, you will discern that this is my angel. Can I hear an amen in the house? Somebody say, I will discern when my angel comes. Number two, what do we expect? Expect to be shown favor. Somebody say, I will expect to be shown favor. Now, when the angel showed up in verse 28, the Bible says, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. When you are shown favor, it means that you have been singled out from among other people. You see, even the angel came and said, among many women, because I believe in Nazareth, there were so many other women. In Galilee, there were so many other women. Maybe there were many other virgins. She may not just have been the only virgin around. Are we together? But the Lord had specifically picked her out. I pray that in this month, the Lord will pick you out among your family members, among your siblings, among your colleagues at your place of work. In that neighborhood where you live, the Lord shall pick on you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen in the house? Somebody say, in this month of supernatural visitation, I shall experience favor. So I'm telling you, why am I telling you what to expect? So that when you wake up, these are the things you ask for. You declare, today I shall be favored. Today I'm meeting my angels. Today I'm meeting the right people. I will not meet with demonic people. I will meet with angelic people who have been sent by the Lord to minister to me. Can I hear an amen in the house? Hallelujah. You will enjoy favor in Jesus' name. Yeah, and when the Lord has favored you, nobody can reject you. You cannot be ignored. Yeah, they would just be saying, no, we want you, that person. And you are looking like, me? Yes, you. And you are like, are you sure? Yes. So may you also not keep asking such questions. Am I there? I'm telling you, you'll be favored. So when the favor comes, you say, yes, I was expecting my favor in Jesus' name. May you be favored in the name of Jesus. May you be preferred. When you are contesting for something, maybe a tender, you know, you have applied for a job and they are wondering, who do we choose? May, when they land on your name, because you are favored, may they just be like, I think we cannot, this one is just the one. And the moment you show up, may the contest just end there. And may they just decide, this is the one we have been waiting for. Somebody say, in this month of April, I shall be favored in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says, verse 29, but when she saw the angel, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You have found favor with God. So some of the times when the Lord sends that angel, that person to come and favor you, it may appear like, hi, are you sure? How did you even get my number? Some of the visitations you'll get will be very weird. Yeah, you'll be wondering, so who gave you my number? Yeah. And I block, because the enemy, because he knows you are expecting, he might also, we block any evil visitation. We block them in the name of Jesus. And we only activate supernatural visitations. You shall not be conned in the name of Jesus. You shall only receive calls that have been ordained by the Lord. Yeah, somebody calling and saying, I have been sent to you. Yeah, from very unlikely places. You will receive money also in the name of Jesus. Miracle money. Hey, somebody say, I will receive miracle money. You will receive divine orchestrations. Yeah. You will connect with very great people in this season because the Lord has decided to visit you. Can I hear an amen in the house? Wow. Another thing that you need to expect is that the visitation you will receive will usher you into your divine assignment. Wow. So this visitation is not just to make you feel nice. It is an angelic visitation, and it is a visitation that will bring favor to you. But the favor is not for nothing. God is visiting you because he wants you to fulfill your assignment. Can I hear an amen in the house? Some of us have been living our lives and we have not yet located our destiny or even our calling. We still don't know what God really wants us to do for him. But during this visitation, some of you were just thinking, it is just a visitation to fill my pocket, to get a new car, to get a new house. No, it is also a visitation to reveal to you your divine assignment. Can I hear an amen in the house? Now the Bible says in verse 31, the angel told her, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name. Sasa wacha niwaambie. Do you know this visitation, Mary's visitation? She never asked for it. Hey. This is not something she prayed for. At least for Hannah, we know that she was at the altar babbling until the priest was thinking she's drunk. She was just, her mouth was just vibrating. Like, you know, very seriously. But for Mary, Mary was just enjoying her life. In fact, she had her own program. She had just been betrothed. Or engaged, if you like. She was in the process of preparing, sasa hiyo ni revelation. Preparing for a wedding. Lo and behold, in the porticos of heaven, they decided we are sending Jesus to be born. And he has to be born as a child. And we are looking, because the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord, they are always roaming to and fro, looking through the face of the earth, looking for those whose hearts are loyal to him and faithful. Now, the reason they had to just locate a virgin, I don't want you to just settle on the virginity that you understand, but I believe even the heart of Mary was a virgin. Praise the Lord. Hi, Jesus. Do you know there are people who are very complicated, that if God was to come and interrupt your plan, he will have to contend with you like Jacob, because you cannot flow. I came to challenge you this morning that in this month of visitation, don't be too rigid. Don't be too stuck on your plans. Don't say that, you know, every Wednesday I have to do this, every Tuesday, every... No! Be easy on God. Because if he's busy, even when you receive visitors, don't you rearrange your plans? People who are too stuck on their plans, they cannot receive visitors. Because when somebody calls and says, can we visit you? You are like, every day you must be having a plan, isn't it? So I was planning to do this and I'm sorry, I cannot change my plans. So the visitors will just decide to go. But even the same with the Lord. If he's planning to visit you and come with a surprise, you may not be able to receive it because you already had plans for yourself. Why don't you declare in the name of Jesus, I open my plans in the month of April. Lord, if you want to interfere with them, interrupt them, change them, adjust them, I am willing and I'm open in the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen in the house? So Mary's plan was what? A wedding. Yeah. There was a man who had located, and they were planning to do their wedding and go on honeymoon. And there was the sequence of events, the way they are supposed to unfold. And that is why she was so surprised. Like, So how will I get a child? Because I've not yet known a man. Known a man does not mean that I don't know a man. It means that I have not had sex. Praise the Lord. Because according to the way sequence of events go, unfold, and maybe Mary was thinking the child will come through her and Joseph. So she was wondering, why are you putting the cart before the horse? Yeah, because we've not yet even gotten married. We've not yet even enjoyed the pleasure. And you're already talking about a child. It is confusing me. I came to let you know, in this month of April, you have to be open in your mind. If you shall be ready for what God is about to do. If you are these people who plan too much, you put a full stop and an exclamation mark and you fold it and shelve it, nobody should touch, then you are not a candidate. You have to be open. Somebody say, in this month, I will be open to the will of God. And let me tell you, can I tell you something? Anytime God interrupted somebody's plans, it is for something better. Because what you are planning is too small. You know, yesterday, I think yesterday we were talking with Pastor Jimmy. And he asked me, by the way, what happened to Joseph? Ay, Nikashindwa. Eh? Which Joseph? Like, I was wondering, which Joseph are we talking about? And he said, see, the father of Jesus. Because I think after we heard about him, we are not even discussing this. It was a different discussion. After we heard about him during the betrothal and everything and the carpentry thing, then we've never heard about him. Then he asked me, even when Jesus was being crucified, it is just the mother who was there. By the way, where did Joseph go to? Is there somebody who knows? Maybe you can tell us later. So you see, God knew that the person that he could trust with this kind of a vision is who? But maybe Mary was thinking, I have to get married, then now I conceive, then we can call the baby Jesus. But that was not the plan of God. Aish, can I hear an amen in the house? So there shall be a visit. This visitation will actually reveal to you your assignment. And you may be surprised that the direction you are facing, the visions you have right now, God might just rearrange them in this season. Because Mary had not seen herself being the mother of Jesus, the savior of the world. That was nowhere in her plans. But when she allowed the Lord came in and gave her a brand new name. That up to today, we talk about Mary. I believe there were many other Marys. There were many other women in her time. But we don't even know their names. We talk about Mary. Why? Because she was open for her divine visitation. And she allowed God to interrupt her. Are you learning something?
Yes.
Wow. And will you do it? So we say that the visitation will usher you into your divine assignment. So I'm praying for you that during this season, the Lord will help you to locate your assignment. You know, to locate your assignment. You know, Kwanza, when you are in church, there's a time our man of God taught us. Do you remember the sermons he teaches? Very powerful ones. One time he told us that the church is the place for your gift activation. Praise the Lord. You might just come here and you are given an assignment to be an usher. Lo and behold, you discover, wow, I'm very good at customer service. I'm very good at, you know, you never thought that you have the boldness and confidence to smile at people, usher them, help them around. And before you know it, you discover, wow, I think this is my line of career and calling. Your gifts will be discovered while you are serving the Lord. As you just expose yourself to the word. You know, yesterday we were in Naivasha when we were lingering. Do you know what is to linger? It is after the service when we just come together. By the way, if you ever see those two gatherings, don't feel like it's the special people who are there. Just walk there and stand. And when you just get the flow of how the conversation is going, lift up your hand and also ask a question or share something. We are very easy people. So we were having a lingering moment. And Pastor Riwell, there is one of the people that joined the church, a young man. He came when he was looking rugged, hair everywhere, looking just like somebody who has no direction, but a very young person. So when they were building, they decided to do their own slabs. And this guy said, I can volunteer. So he was there helping and everything. And he had just finished Form 4 and stayed for 6 years without getting something to do. But while he was doing the slabs, he discovered, I think I have an interest in this thing. And before long, he kept on loving it. And he became such an expert that now he's the one who does the slabbing of the church. Are we together? So as we are talking, he's planning to go to school and pursue architecture. Are we together? But before, he was thinking that he's supposed to be a teacher. But while he was serving the Lord, he discovered his passion. Are we together? So even in this atmosphere, while you are listening to the word, you'll just realize, by the way, I have been in the wrong career. I have been pursuing the wrong purpose. I think this is what God has called me to do. Can I hear an amen in the house? As Mary discovered her place, that she was just called and ordained to carry Jesus. Of course, there were other children that she got, but her main purpose was to be the channel which God would use to bring the Messiah to this world. But if God comes and tells you, change your plans, and this is what I have for you, will you be willing to follow what God has for you? I'm seeing people just going like this. May God give you the grace so that when he tells you, this is what I want, because he has what the plans he has for you. But and it may be, in fact, the Bible says, his ways are not our ways. And his plans are not our. Do you know, I've seen it even in this church. We always plan calendars. I mean, we are organized. We sit down, departments, bring your dates. We have this event, we have this conference. But always, when we put the calendar we planned over here and the actual calendar of the events that unfolded, my friend, there is a total difference. Because in this ministry, we know how to flow. When we plan and say, we shall be doing gypsum and making our building beautiful. And the Lord has a different plan that I will actually demolish the building and you shall build a new brick. We are like, so be it. And we flow. May you be a flowing Christian in Jesus' name. So that the plans you have shall not hinder what the better plans that God has for your life. Can I hear an amen in the house? I think if you just take that home, you'll be blessed, isn't it? Okay, so we said we are expecting angelic visitation. What else? To be shown favor. And number three, a visitation that will usher you into your divine assignment. Most of the things you have been doing may look like they are the main thing, but they are not. They are only episodes preparing you for the real deal. I pray that in this month of visitation, the Lord will bring you to a place where now you enter into the fullness of your assignment. Hush, can I hear an amen in the house? May it happen in Jesus' name. And when it comes, may you be open for it. Number four, in this month of April, expect a supernatural happening. Expect a what? A supernatural happening, which you can also call an act of God. An act of God. You know, when Mary was given all the information, you'll conceive a baby, the baby will be called Jesus, he will be great, he'll be called the Son of the Highest and all that. He went ahead to ask, how shall it be in verse 34? How shall it be since I do not know a man? And the Bible says, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. In this month of supernatural visitation, you know, when the Lord visits you, he does not just visit to sit next to you and to hug you and to peck you, and you feel nice. No! He also comes to bring a change and a shift and a new dimension in your life. Can I hear an amen in the house? So Mary is there and was wondering, how can I carry a baby? And the angel is there telling her, what will happen? The Holy Spirit will come and envelop you. You know, to envelop is to mean that you cease to be, and he's the one who has taken over. Can I hear an amen in the house? For supernatural things to happen and to unfold in your life, there has to be a supernatural visitation where the Spirit of God will overshadow you. It will no longer be about your gifts and your talents. There will be something extra. During this time, may God come and overshadow you in your areas of weakness, in your areas of shortcomings. May you be able to overcome those things that have always stood as a barrier for you. Can I hear an amen in the house? There was a limitation for Mary because she had not yet gotten to a place of conceiving since she was not yet married. But the Bible says the angels told her, when that moment comes, the Spirit of God will come and he will do it for you. So I would like you to know, in this month, places where men have disappointed you, human beings, they have promised to do this and that for you and they have not done it. The Lord shall come and do it himself. There are some things that God will do that you don't even need a human hand. Or he will use people that you never expected can do it. Some of you have promises of scholarships. You know, I will introduce you to this particular big man. I will take you to this office. I will hold your hand. But they have not held your hand. But the Lord will come and visit you supernaturally. And he might just decide to send the most unlikely person to be the one to hold your hand, to be the one to give you that connection. Can I hear an amen in the house? Yeah. So it shall be a supernatural act, the act of God, God doing it himself. You have tried it in your own power, but it has not been working. But now the Lord is coming to do it supernaturally. Can I hear an amen in the house? It feels like it's going to rain. Why don't you lift up your hands and tell the Lord, Father, we receive the rain. We pray that you send the rain. It's a sign of blessing. We declare in the name of Jesus, in this month of April, may we experience showers of blessings, the rain that comes from you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, whatever would have caused the rain to be withheld, we pray that it shall be released in the name of Jesus. And as it comes, may it come with supernatural blessings and visitations. We declare any dryness in our lives, any hardness in our lives, any unfruitfulness in our lives, let there be a shift, let there be change, let there be a sprouting of what was dead in the name of Jesus. We receive it and we declare it is done in Jesus' name. We cannot have supernatural visitation and in a dry, may we also have rain. Oh, you don't know, you can ask God to send rain. We can. And he will do it in Jesus' name. So I was saying that he will do it supernaturally. There are some things, connections God will give you supernaturally, open doors supernaturally, solve many problems supernaturally, even heal you supernaturally. Yeah. Those sicknesses that doctors have said they cannot be healed, he will do it in this month. When he visits you, he will fix whichever area that you desire to be fixed. And he'll also surprise you with what you never thought he can do. Can I hear an amen in the house? And number five, in this month of expectation, of supernatural visitation, you need to have an attitude, just like Mary, where you say, be it unto me according to your word. You know, when you wake up every morning, tell the Lord, let it be unto me this day according to your word. Have an open mind, you know. Have an open mind. So the attitude you need to have is, be it unto me according to your word. Don't be too rigid, too fixed, you know, too planned, that you do not have room for God to change your plans. I have seen many times, there's one particular testimony I like sharing, and maybe you have heard it before, but I will repeat it. Oh, you already know what I want to say? Amen. Now, one day, as I finish, I had a plan. Yes, and I know we also all have plans at some point in our lives. And I had a dream to go and study in. Wow, so you know. Then we should just finish the service. I had a dream to study in America. And even when I was in high school, my father used to be in the U.S. that time. And we used to communicate, we would send letters, and in 2 weeks he gets the letter, then in 2 weeks I get, yani a whole month we have just said one thing. Thank God for the phones now. Those were them days of, yes. So, I kept telling him, when I finish form four, just start organizing for me because I just want to come to America. But the Lord had different plans. Even after high school, I stayed for 2.5 years. Trying to fix my ways, get a passport, apply. I even got a school. I got an admission letter. I was waiting for the student visa so that I can go to the embassy and get a visa and go to? But the Lord had other plans. In fact, I wanted to study nursing at that point. Praise the Lord. So I would be a nurse. Hallelujah. In America. Yes. That part you didn't know. But you see, I didn't know so much. And the Lord knew, if I allow you to go at this point, you'll just go and get lost in America. So while I stayed for 2.5 years, my dad had come back. I was helping at the office because he's a pastor. He's a bishop, praise the Lord. So I was working in the office. What I didn't know, the Lord was preparing me for ministry here. Those of you who feel like you are wasting time, like there's nothing happening. Do you know you have not been wasting time? Everything you do, even when I used to dig, because I've been a farmer before, praise the Lord, there was also something I was learning. Amen? Anyway, so I was working in my dad's office, and I used to be very committed. I would be there at 8:30. And back home, in my parents' house, we didn't have a house help. So I was also the one who was helping in the house. So I would wake up at 5, wash clothes, clean the house, then run to the office because I wanted to learn office work. By 8:30, I'm seated in the office. And because I didn't even know computer or anything, my dad's PA, we only had one secretary. I was the KYM. You understand what that means? So when I arrive, she tells me, please mop the office while I'm checking emails. So I take the mop and I mop, you know. I would be sent to the post office to check for letters, fix the tea, wash the washrooms in the office and everything. And I did it with a pure heart. I didn't know that that was my training in office work. Then the girl liked me. She became my angel. I'm talking of my dad's PA. And she told me, because I see you have a very good attitude, I'm going to train you how to be a secretary. Because she was a trained secretary. She brought her books to the office. So when we don't have so much work, we would sit down and I would be taught office etiquette, confidentiality in an office, and what and what. Hey, I got myself a course just for free. You understand? She trained me to a place whereby I relieved her one time for 1 month. She went for leave and I'm the one who sat in her office and I did the work very well. Are you seeing? But I was still complaining because I was feeling I need to have been in America by now. And one day my dad told me, by the way, because this thing, America thing, seems not to be working, why can't you go to this particular Bible school? Because by that time now I had decided my career had changed. While I was in the office, I realized, no, I think I need to pursue serving the Lord. So he sent me to that Bible school. And guess what? My first entry point at the reception, I found Pastor Jimmy seated there. By the way, do you think that is normal? Why didn't he come to apply the previous day or the following day or the next 2 hours later? Supernatural? I told you can be at the right place at the right time. I sat and I just noticed I didn't know how to, like nowadays I can say hi to anybody, but those days I used to be very shy. So I just found 2 young men. I was shy. I said hi. I sat. Or did they come after me? They came after me. So they sat after me. So when I went in for interview, I came out. I realized they were not going in. They were waiting for me to arrive. And they were asking, okay, what are they asking in there? So I thought, these are very suspicious people, because why do you want to get leakage in a Bible school? But then I was like, sir, so I gave them a bit of leakage and I left. And they went for? Yeah. But I marked them. I marked my angels. Two of them. And one is Pastor Jimmy. So when I went home, coming back for orientation, like after 1 week, I didn't know anybody else in the school. So I had to look for these two angels that we met, who ended up to be my classmates. And before I knew it, because I liked gravitating to a safe place where at least I know this person. So I found myself sitting next to them in the class. And break times, we were just together. And for 1 year, that was the case. Can you imagine? Every break time. So what do you expect? But still, I had not recognized that this is my angel for marriage. So I was still praying for my husband from Canada, from America. The husband that will come to deliver me from Kenya to America and fulfill my American dream. Hey, what are you talking about? So I was still praying. So this one was just a neighbor. And he, you know the way Percy likes people laughing. Alikuana make jokes, class. Yani, even sometimes I would remove my shoes. Before I know it, break time, I don't have one of the shoes. And I'm there, ask, where is my shoe? And he's like, like, Alianza, isn't your Alianza? Those were now the pick. Didn't I turn in? Those lines. Yes, those ones. So anyway, I was still trusting God for a husband from America. Single people. Yeah, just flow with the Lord. Eh? Yeah, from Boston or something. Hey. So, praise the Lord. When I was busy praying, and I told the Lord, wherever he is, whether in America or Canada, bring him. I want to know who he is. The Lord just showed me it is the one next. You are on your, just turn to your right side. That one who takes away your shoe. He's the one. Can you imagine? So I was praying on a Sunday, and 4 days later on a Thursday, he said, this time we are not going to have coffee, three of us with the other people. I want to, you know, both of us. I said, eh? I discerned very quickly. This one must be imagining his own things. But when we went there, while he was talking, the Lord confirmed. But I had to, of course, appear like I have not yet received a call. I said, give me some time to go and pray. But I already knew that he's the one. Are we together? But you see, my desire was to get a man from America to take me to America, right? But do you know, the one God gave me has taken me to America many times. He's the angel that the Lord brought to take me to America and many other places. Hi, can I hear an amen in the house? And not just to America. By us coming together, my divine assignment was activated. And together we are serving the Lord. So I'm telling you, when the Lord decides to change your plans, flow. Somebody say, I will flow. In this month of April, do what? Don't be too rigid. Flow. Why don't you rise up to your feet and tell the Lord, I expect a supernatural visitation. Why don't you just open your mouth? I know as I was preaching, you are finding yourself somewhere. Tell the Lord, I receive my angelic visitations. I receive favor. And I will be open to your will. I will not be too rigid. I will not be too fixed on my plans. I open myself to whatever you have for me. Be it unto me according to your word. Just open your mouth and declare, whatever you have for me this month, I receive it. I receive it. I align myself to it. Send whichever help you need to send to me. In the name of Jesus, whichever doors you need to open, I am open for you, O God. Do it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, why don't you just pray for yourself that in this month you shall not miss out your divine visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your... Do you know that song? I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. Oh, yes. Come on, sing. I say yes, I say. your right hand and tell the Lord, whatever it is that is your will for me in this month, I receive it and I say yes to your will in the name of Jesus. If you have to change my plans, if you have to realign what I had already planned, come and do it, oh God. Be it unto me according to your will. Whatever you are calling me to do and whatever you want to bring my way, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you because today you have spoken to us from the story of Mary. And we want to thank you because Mary already had her plans. But Lord, you came and interrupted her plans. But you ended up making her a great woman because you made her the mother of the most greatest person that ever lived. We want to thank you because anytime you interrupt our programs, it is for a good cause. And Father, we open our hearts to your will. Be it unto us this month according to your will. Whichever visitation that you have for us, let it come in the name of Jesus. Every blessing that you have in store for us, every open door that you have in store for us, every angel that you would want to send our way, we receive them in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that this month we shall enjoy the favor of God. This month we shall enjoy divine visitations. And we declare that our lives can never be the same again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And somebody say it. Somebody say
it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more from Pastor Mercy Macharia, follow her on Facebook and Instagram by searching Pastor Mercy Macharia.